Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I'm your host, Mark Roberti, the content marketing expert, bringing you 5 new episodes every week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. Hello, Breakthrough Success listeners. I just wanted you all to know before the episode actually starts, I've been working a little bit behind the scenes to give you something really special. So a while ago, I wrote my book, Content Marketing Secrets, which helps people create, promote, and optimize their content for growth and revenue. And I just put the finishing touches together to offer that for free to anyone who is interested. So if you want your free copy of Content Marketing Secrets, all you have to do is head over to markgoberti.com/book. Now, let's jump right into the episode. One of the things that we need to have, it's an essential to be high performers, is our health. And weight is a big part of that. If you are not taking your health seriously, you are not taking your business seriously. And I know there are some people who they think they have to sacrifice their health to have a successful business, but it does not need to be that way at all. And in this episode, you are going to learn how you can find time in your day to take your health seriously and take the right steps. If you're healthy, you're going to get healthier. If you're not too healthy right now, or you're not happy with your current status, you're going to learn how you can change that. And that's just what we have wrapped up for you in this episode. And we have a great guest who's going to share that info with us. And yeah, he's actually the host of a top-ranked fitness podcast known as the Million Pound Mission. Today's guest reached a point in his life once where he weighed 327 pounds and in his late 20s was already having weight-related health issues. Now, you may be wondering why someone 327 pounds, mid-20s issues with weight health related issues already be on the show, but after overhauling his lifestyle and losing over 100 pounds as a result, this same individual set on a mission to inspire over 1 million pounds of health results through his podcast, coaching programs, and the Million Pound Mission Bootcamp. Today's guest for episode 195 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Adam Scheible. Adam, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Mark, I am fired up, my man. This is, I know what a big deal it is for somebody to invite you on their show and share their platform. So I'm honored, man.
Adam, I'm really looking forward to this interview as well. And health and weight are just two very important things for entrepreneurship. It's not like this tactic will make you like a lot more money or something like that, but it's something that really helps your mindset, which allows you to get those results. And we're going to have a lot in store for you in this episode. But before we get into the nitty-gritty, I'd like to get some background. So you lost a lot of weight, went from 327 pounds, losing over 100 pounds as a result of your big lifestyle change. But why then did you decide to help others lose weight and pretty much make that your mission?
Well, that's a great question. And I'm glad this is a podcast where we're talking about health. We're also speaking to a platform of entrepreneurs and business-minded people because my health story and my business story are intertwined. They're one and the same. Like you mentioned, you know, I used to weigh 327 pounds. I made some huge changes. I just kind of hit that rock bottom moment, but it wasn't just rock bottom with my weight. It was with relationships, with my finances. I was $40,000 in credit card debt, with my business, with my career path. It all kind of happened at once. And I think that a lot of us find ourselves in those moments in life where it's like, man, it just seems like the sharks are circling around us and you know, and we can't get away from it. So I just basically put my foot down and said, for things to change, I have to change. For things to get better, I have to get better. And I started getting better that very same night. So, you know, I went through a huge personal transformation. I lost all that weight. I started eating clean. I started sweating every day. And I became very passionate about what a difference that made for me. And not just with my health, but with my confidence, with, you know, with my business, with a new passion that I found with health and fitness. And other people started asking me in my hometown. I live in Bloomington, Indiana, so the Midwest. It's, you know, Indiana's always one of the five most obese states. And that's something I'm working to try and improve, but it is what it is. So I'm surrounded by a lot of people that need help in this area. And I get questions about things and I start to help other people out. And all of a sudden I'm doing a boot camp and I've got 13 friends in there and they ended up losing like 200 and I think it's like just under 250 pounds. And so we really crushed it. And then they're like, when's the next one? And I was like, well, I thought this was might just be the only thing, but I guess I will do another one. And, you know, a few weeks later, we do another one. There's 30 people that show up. And then a couple of months down the road, I'm having over 100 people show up for these boot camps. And we were doing 1,000 pounds in my hometown every 8 weeks. All right. So a business blossomed out of my own pursuit of health. And it just, it was a natural evolution. And like you mentioned, you know, we did 35,000 pounds of results in 5 years, just in my hometown. And people started going, you know, the business side started kicking in. Oh, when are you going to franchise this? You need to do that. And, you know, I've kind of got a minimalist mindset. I live a minimalist lifestyle. I'm motivated by impact than I am with a dollar sign. So the franchise thing wasn't super attractive to me, but podcasting had started to come around. And down the road, I was like, you know what? That's my opportunity. That's my opportunity for a bigger impact. And that's why we created the Million Pound Mission, where we're actually trying to inspire 1 million pounds of results with the podcast. So that's kind of the evolution of what got me fired up to help more people. And I mean, just in my hometown, I've helped 15 people lose over 100 pounds, and that's life changing. And that's true compensation for me. You know, if I help a lot of people, if I do reach my 1 million pound goal, I know that financially things will take care of themselves. And that's the road I'm on right now, brother.
And I love the attitude and the enthusiasm you have for just further pursuing the mission and like all of the impact you've already had on a lot of people to, as you mentioned, during the 1 million pound mission boot camp, you had people lose 35,000 pounds. But there are a lot of people with a lot of different health/weight situations. Some people may feel like you right now, they're equivalent of the 327 pounds. Other people may be trying to climb down that and they're making progress. Others may actually be going downhill and going towards their equivalent of the 327 pounds. So with all that in mind, I'm wondering if you could share with us two things. What were the things that led up to you, your 327-pound moment? And how did you break free from that? Because it's not like there's an automatic light switch and then all of a sudden all the pounds like shed off. So what led to it? How'd you break free?
Great question, Mark. So what led up to it was I was kind of following the path that many people tend to follow, where you go to college, you start a career, that eats up all your time, and then your health and your mindset and things like personal growth and learning, that all gets put on the back burner, relationships. And that's where I was going. So I started packing on the weight. That it actually started happening in college. I developed sort of a food addiction issue in college where I was gaining 25 to 30 pounds every year. And so things were going down a downward spiral pretty quickly. And the thing that changed was so I remember my exact rock bottom moment. I talk about this a lot, but it's important to the story. I'm in a grocery store and my cart is full of unhealthy food. I've got $40,000 of credit card debt. I'm not sure if I'm gonna be able to pay for that unhealthy food. And I just remember that's when it just smacked me in the face, like a cold shower. And I went home and there was a DVD sitting on top of my DVD player. This is almost 10 years ago now. So it's back in the era of DVDs. So I pop in the DVD. It's called The Secret. It's about the law of attraction. This was my first dose of personal growth material. I'd never been exposed to anything like Tony Robbins or any of that stuff. The Law of Attraction, The Secret, the DVD, I watched it once, I watched it twice, I watched it a third time in a row. I stayed up pretty much halfway through the night watching it. And it fired me up. But I knew that just being fired up was enough. I've always been good on about goal setting. I've been good about developing plans. So that's what I did. I mapped out what I wanted to achieve over the next 5 years with my life. So what I wanted my business to be like, what I wanted my relationships to be like, what I wanted my finances to be like, what I wanted my health to be like. And I put down some ground rules of it had to be positive. So I couldn't even use the word debt. I was in $40,000 with a credit card debt, but I couldn't mention that in my goals. It had to be all about abundance. It had to be a positive light. The other rule is it had to be a deadline. I gave myself 5 years. So it was June of 2012 was my deadline. I started the journey in June of 2007, and I had to write the goal as if it had already happened. So it wasn't like I'm hoping to lose 100 pounds. Instead, I would say I've lost 100 pounds and I feel amazing because I can shop anywhere. I'm confident. I feel like I can talk to anybody, and it just gives me the confidence to live the life that I want to live. So I tried to put feeling and connection behind the actual goal. And then the last rule was I had to read this out loud, no matter what, every morning and every night for 5 years. Those were my rules. And so the cool thing that happened was that I did it. I read this. Like, I never missed a day, Mark. I never missed a morning. I never missed an evening. It didn't matter who was around. I'm blasting this out loud, and I'm feeling it. And it's funny that you mentioned the light switch, because it actually did feel like a light switch went off mentally. It felt like I was in a dark room before this. I couldn't, you know, opportunities were in front of me. I just couldn't see them. I couldn't see the doors that were open in front of me because the light was off. And then just getting turned on to personal growth and personal development and getting my mindset switched around, the light switch went on and I could see the doors that were open in front of me. And it was cool because when I read now I call it my lifestyle rehabilitation statement. So I would read that in the morning, and it was something that would just set my mindset up. It was like I was just keeping an eye out for those opportunities throughout the day. It just primed my mindset. Then at the end of the day, it was accountability. Did I do anything to move the needle in the right direction in any of these areas? And if I hadn't done that yet, I would have to do something before I was allowed to go to sleep. So even if it was just read a few pages of a book that would help me learn about nutrition, or send an email to somebody about working out, or just, you know, send a text message to somebody that I was interested in connecting with. So I had to do something every day, no matter how small, drink 8 ounces of water, anything. All right. So I did that for 5 years without fail. I accomplished every single goal. All right. So I lost over 100 pounds. I created a business. I had a team of more than 10 people. I got married. I had a child. You know, I helped transform my hometown, and it's just amazing that I nailed everything except for one goal. I opened up my facility. I opened up an 8,000 square foot facility off the main strip of my hometown 7 days after the goal that I had set 5 years before the deadline. So I was 7 days late on that because we had some red tape to get through with, like, zoning and stuff like that. But I walked in that morning at 6 a.m. into my 8,000 square foot facility, where 5 years before that, nothing like that was even fathomable. I walked in, there were 100 people waiting to learn from me about how to be fit and how to work out. And that was the first time I announced what I had been doing with this whole story. And people were like in tears, like, that's crazy that you just called this 5 years ago. If I had told anybody 5 years ago, they'd been like, there's no way, man. If I told any of my friends, they're like, there's no way that any of this is going to happen. But I did. I did it all. And it was because of my mindset. And I flipped that switch.
That is a really incredible story. And I do want to point out a few things that you mentioned about the goal setting. I mean, some people do like to knock the five-year plan, saying that it's something that it's too far out into the future and things can be different. Some people recommend a 1 or 3 year plan, but I mean, the fact that, like, you're proof of the 5 year plan, and the fact that you followed your goals so intently and making them happen is really incredible. And another thing is that you said that you wrote the goals as if you had already accomplished them. And I'd already known about the whole negativity, like don't write the goals in a negative way. Like don't say I'm in debt, say that I have abundance. But like when I, with my goal setting, I do like I am. So like I am this, I am that, like that's just my process for setting goals as if I'm already in possession of it. But I used to say I will do this and I will do that. And it's just so much more different to put the I am next to it or I have or something that makes it seem already in your possession.
Yeah, 100%. And I believe that trying to actually feel it is so important too. Like really feel in your mind and try to put that in your body, like how that will feel when you actually accomplish that. And that just seemed to keep me going more than anything. So yeah, we're definitely on the same page with that, Mark.
And like, it's really good to have these goals and especially to visualize them. And I think it's good for anyone who isn't hitting their health goals to visualize themselves in possession of the health condition, the shape that they want to be in. But one of the things that I want to address, this is something that, like I'm in college, like I'm an athlete, so like this doesn't really apply to me, but there are a lot of people who, in business, like entrepreneurs who, they will spend so much time on their work and, you know, entrepreneurship for a lot of people, it's a lot of sitting, like typing on the keyboard and like doing this interview, like I'm sitting right now, it's a lot of sitting, it's a lot of like not exercise. So you have some people who they are getting overweight and they're getting into bad health because of the work they're doing, because of the entrepreneurial goals and ambitions that they have. And it's great to have ambitions like that, but at the same time, I don't like it when people, like, they will in a sense justify their health like not being at their health goals or things like that because of this pursuit, because of all the work they're putting in. So how can, and of course, like these same people, like if they've put in less time in their business, they feel like they're falling apart. So how can these types of people continue to grow their businesses and get in shape, lose the pounds and achieve their health goals?
Another great question, Mark. I'm speaking as an entrepreneur that has worked himself into the hospital 3 different times. All right. And this is after I got healthy. This is after I lost all the weight, right? So things start to take off. You know, we get passionate about our baby, our business, and that starts to take over. So it's, all right, I go from 40 hours to 50, then to 60, then to 70, then I don't really sleep. I just need more caffeine. I'm still trying to work out. And all of a sudden, I'm waking up at 3 in the morning to get up to start doing training sessions and boot camps. And I started passing out, hitting my head, giving myself concussions because I was just out of it because I wasn't sleeping and not getting enough quality sleep, anxiety attacks, thinking I'm having a heart attack. So that's the road that you are going down as an entrepreneur if you don't start to run your body like your business. All right. So that's the key mindset shift is, you know, people with our businesses, we're not going to go 30 days, 60 days, 90 days without thinking about the things that could put us out of business. All right. But we do that with our body. Like we don't realize that the lifestyle that we're living is about ready to put our body out of business. So we have to intertwine and just align our mindset around our body and our business. So the way that I started thinking about things was from more of a like business plan perspective. And I created a formula that I call the Amazing Results Formula. I like to name things, Mark. I like to create names. But I just try to simplify it because I deal with a lot of entrepreneurs. I coach a lot of entrepreneurs with their health. And I say, we just need to focus on these 4 things. If you can give me these 4 simple things, then you will crush it with your results. And it's just kind of like your business plan for your body. So there's 4 components. The first component is you have to be committed to a nutrition plan. I don't even care which one it is. They will pretty much all work if we are committed. So, you know, I teach people things like clean eating, high carb, low carb, you know, intermittent fasting, keto, paleo, whatever. I find the right tool for the job. The key is being committed and not like, you know, it's like a committed relationship. You're not going to flirt around with keto and then all of a sudden on Wednesday you go paleo and then Thursday, oh, I'm a little bit Weight Watchers today and then cheat all weekend. It's just not going to work. So you should be able to tell me if you're committed to a nutrition plan, the rules of the game that you're playing by for the next 28 days. That's what I ask of my clients. Give me a 28-day commitment where you aren't going to be switching back and forth, and you know exactly what the rules of the game are for your nutrition. The second component of the amazing results formula is same thing with your fitness. You have to be committed to a fitness game plan. So with that, 28 days in advance, I want to know what types of workouts you're doing, what days you're doing those workouts, what times, who you're doing those workouts with. Are you doing boot camp classes? Are you doing personal training? Are you meeting up with buddies to go and play basketball at lunch break? But what is the regimen? And are you accountable to that? And who is holding you accountable to that? So that's the second component of the formula. The third component is where we bring in kind of that business mindset. And I call the third component strategic thinking. So you have to think about the danger zone. So there's so many people out there that, especially entrepreneurs, they go in streaks. They'll get kind of jazzed about fitness. They'll lose 20 pounds. And then, uh-oh, it's the holiday season, Mark. Mm-hmm. And they gain 30 back. You know, it's this vicious cycle. And so we have to understand our danger zones. Like I said, what's going to put your body out of business? And gaining 30 pounds every holiday season is going to do that. That's going to lead to heart attack, diabetes, stroke, things like that, that we don't want to get involved with as human beings. So strategic thinking, you have to think about those danger zones. You have to be able to identify, analyze, and learn how to prepare ahead for those danger zones. And you're not going to get it right the first time, but this is where I do the deep work with my clients. I've got a client, for example, that's does taxes, an accountant. All right. And they would lose 30 pounds throughout the year and then gain it all back during tax season. So I said, all right, the tax season, you know, let's rewind. Their mindset was that, oh, I did paleo and I lost weight and then I gained it back. So that didn't work. And then, oh, I did keto, I lost weight, but then I gained it back and that didn't work. And it wasn't the issue of the plan. It was the issue of the danger zone, the tax season. That was what was crushing the transformation momentum. It didn't matter what plan it was. So we analyzed that and I said, all right, let's just work on maintenance during tax season. We don't have to push it hard with your workouts. We don't have to push it hard in a super strict diet. We're going to make it as easy as possible for you to just maintain. And by gosh, they crushed it. We took that pressure off to excel with their health during tax season. We just went into maintenance mode and that was our game plan and they crushed it. And now they have positive momentum throughout the year. So that's just an example of strategic thinking. A lot of people, their danger zones are like vacations. They'll have good momentum going. They're motivated by spring break and then they lose that motivation and they don't get back into the gym for months afterwards. And it's the same cycle, you know, each year, which is really hard on your body. It's bad for your health. And so that's kind of the whole strategic thinking component. And then the fourth component of the formula is you need to apply the first three: nutrition, fitness, and strategic thinking, consistently over time. So just being consistent with those first three fundamentals. If we can do those things, then amazing results truly are there for the taking. And you can totally do it. And I gave Mark a link. For everybody that's listening, I gave Mark a link to a free download that includes all these principles. I teach you how to use them. It's called my Transformation Battle Plan Workbook. So he'll hook you guys up with that.
Yes, that will definitely be in the show notes. And then you guys find it on the millionpoundmission.com. Once again, that link will be in the show notes. But one of the things I do want to point out, this is something that Adam pointed out as well, is that it's consistent effort. It's not a one-day fix. And I don't think we should be like trying to look for a one-day fix for weight or fitness or anything like that, because I mean, the way Adam said, like, run your body like a business. Businesses don't have these one-day transformations. The overnight success when you have the 80,000 square foot building, that's something that takes 5 years and people just see it that day and think it was an overnight success. So it is something that you definitely have to be patient for and be very consistent with. And the results come if you follow the right plan. Adam can, like, obviously talk a lot about that and paleo and just a bunch of different things. But I'm wondering, like, because the unique thing about you, and I know like there are other people too, but like with you, you are in that experience where it's not like you're this fitness person telling someone to lose weight. It's like, I was there. Like you're a very relatable person for people who are trying to achieve their health goals. So based on the experiences of people you've helped and based on your own experiences as well, what do you believe holds most people back from achieving their health and weight goals?
honestly, Mark, I feel like it's that danger zone thing. People want to point that finger at the program and say, oh, Weight Watchers didn't work, and oh, keto didn't work. But it's just our own. There's another process that I named called the black hole of fitness doom. So this is probably the best explanation of what really messes us all up. So I want you to imagine a circle, all right? And it's four like conjoined arrows to create the circle. So the top arrow at the top of the circle is we start a new program and we are fired up. Like, this is the time. This is, you know, it's New Year's, or it's, you know, right before spring break. And I found this new program, I'm fired up. The second arrow to the right side of the circle, we get initial results because we are fired up and we are committed and we gain momentum. But then at the bottom of the circle, heading towards the left side, is life happens. That life happens moment. And it can be as simple as, like, right now, we're recording this in June, at the end of May, beginning of June, and school is getting out. That simple schedule transition, that disruption, where all of a sudden I have to get my kid a different place and I can't do my morning workout, it just disrupts people. That life happens moment, and we aren't ready for it. And then the left arrow going back up to the top of the circle is the crash and burn. And we go right back to where we started, and we go through this circle over and over and over again. And the thing is that every time we go through it, it depletes our money, our time, our effort, but even worse, it depletes our willpower. It depletes our hope. We start to believe that we can't do this and that we are just this heavy or this obese person. And it's not true. It's not true, but it gets harder. Not only, I mean, it gets harder mentally, but physically. This is hard on our bodies. Like, gaining weight, losing weight back and forth, it messes up our metabolism. So it's just, like, that's why I call it the black hole of fitness doom. This is where our transformations go to die. And I really try to use this as a wake-up call with people that I'm working with, or people that, you know, just when I podcast, because you're not going to escape this unless you choose to really, like I said, you have to be able to think about the danger zone. What is screwing you up? What continuously, is it stress eating from work? Is it just not being prepared? Is it just not caring? Sometimes I got to get in people's face a little bit and be like, listen, your why behind your goal isn't big enough. Like, you've got a goal to lose 50 pounds, but you have to know why you have to do that. And your why has to be bigger than the combined sum of all the why nots. So yeah, you get busy at work, and yeah, your spouse is stressing you out, and yeah, your kids are running you around crazy, and they're doing all sports at once, and yeah, you know, your dog's sick and you gotta take him to the vet. It doesn't matter. If your why is big enough, none of that matters. You keep going. All right. Even when you can't be at your best, you can still do your best, Mark. And that's something that I preach to people, and I try to get them fired up. That's the only way that we break out of that black hole of fitness doom and start actually, you know, marching down that path where we're getting consistent results, and we start to feel like we are now in ownership over our health, and we've got great momentum going in the right direction.
Adam, thank you for sharing. Like, that's a lot of great insight. And schedule changes, like getting out of school, and you don't have to be a parent. Like, also from the student standpoint, it's, you go from a rigid schedule to just having to decide, like, every moment, like, what you do. And in some cases that's very liberating. In other cases it can hurt you a lot, because without that schedule, bad things can possibly happen. So it's very important to think about those changes, as you pointed out. And some people you mentioned may point to the program or to something else, but there's an interesting saying where if you point at something or someone, there are three fingers pointing back at you. So before you put the blame on someone else, I would encourage you to do a reflection. This isn't just about weight and health goals. This is about anything in general. Just like, do a reflection of how you did in this and what you could have done better and anything you could have just done to have a different result or outcome.
Yeah, there's a statement that I like to use where it's similar to what you said about the three fingers pointing back at you. I tell people that the hardest exercise they'll ever do is take their finger from pointing away, blaming everyone else, to turn that hand around and own their own, you know, take responsibility over your life and point back at you and say, I'm in charge. no matter what everybody else does, no matter what my situation is, I'm the one that's ultimately making the decision to do the things that I'm doing or not do the things that I'm not doing. And it's up to me to make the changes.
I really like that saying as well. And with the whole theme of health and weight, like the exercise as well, I could see that. That's a good one. I'll definitely remember that. But one of the ways that people acquire knowledge, I mean, you mentioned that knowledge was really important for you. You listened to the CD back in the CD days. CD or DVD? You said CD, right?
It was DVD. Like DVD. It's probably like you were like 3 years old, Mark. I'm not gonna lie.
So now that we got DVD, I just want to make sure I got that right. But that knowledge acquisition is really important. My way of doing it, I think books, physical books, paperback, hardcover. I mean, there's still like ebook and like Audible, but those are really great options and people read differently. I don't think the paperback's ever going to go out of style. But anyway, Adam, I'm wondering if you could share with us three great books that you believe will have a positive impact on us.
Yeah, I am an avid reader, man. I just crush the books. I can't get enough. My favorite all-time book is The One Thing by Gary Keller. Jay Papasan. It's amazing. It's a must read. I love it. Entrepreneurs, a great book that I have read, and I was lucky enough to bring the author onto my show to talk about it, was a book called Profit First by Mike Michalowicz. Super funny guy. He also has a book called The Pumpkin Plan that's really good. I love that guy. And so that is another one that I like a lot. And then right now I'm reading a book called Finding Ultra by Rich Roll. He's a podcaster and he's just got a really just inspirational story, especially if there's anybody out there in the podcasting space. Like Rich just kind of puts it out there and he talks about all the struggles that he went through. And we all kind of go through that as people that are podcasting. So check those three books out. I think you won't be disappointed.
Adam, thank you for sharing those great book recommendations. Those will all be in the show notes, markaberti.com/E195. And for anyone interested in a book that can help them create, promote, and optimize your content for growth and revenue, you can grab a copy of my book, Content Marketing Secrets, over at markaberti.com/book. And before we wrap up this episode, Adam, I've asked you several questions throughout our time together, but what do you believe is one question that we need to be asking ourselves more often?
I think that not only, you know, I talked about the why, like having your goal and having your why behind the goal. I think the question we need to ask ourselves is why now? What's the urgency behind our goal? Why do I have to do this now? Because, you know, so many people, they get fired up about the goal. They're doing the why thing. You know, my why is my kids and all this, but they still don't take action. So we have to spark ourselves into action and think, why now? What's the why now that is going to be that fire that says, okay, I've got to jump. I've got to take action right now because there is no other option. There is no plan B.
Adam, thank you for sharing us that great question, sharing all of your great insights throughout our time together. And if you guys want to learn more about Adam, head over to millionpoundmission.com and don't forget to get the free download of his Transformational Battle Plan workbook. All of that will be in the show notes. Adam, I can't thank you enough for sharing all of your great insights with us. It was such a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success.
Mark, thank you very much. Brother, I am proud of you. You are out there rocking in 195 episodes, and I know you're a young man out there crushing it. So it's an honor to be here and share a little bit of the mojo with you and your audience.
Thank you, Adam. It was a pleasure to have you on. How does over 100 retweets per day sound to you? My free ebook, 27 Ways to Get More Retweets on Twitter, has you covered. I use the methods within this ebook to get over 10,000 retweets every single quarter. To learn